Okay, Rabbosai, continuing in Chazara, we're up to page 8, question 43. Tein shir shal koseves, l'chiyu of Yom HaKippur. We know Yom Kippur doesn't have the regular shir of Kezias. To violate Yom Kippur, the Issachares, ochel koseves on Yom Kippur, okay, and in Shulchan Aruch it says in Tafresh Yud Ches Zayin Shemachilin Es Ha'Ubra O Es Ha'Chola Machilin Oso Ma'at Ma'at Teish Lo Yitztav L'Shir Hikof Machilin Oso Kishnei Shlishei Beitz Abeinus. So the Shulchan Aruch says 2/3 of a Beitza. If you have that, then that'll be less than the shear. Have that pachas kashir. So shnei shlishi will be pachas. So where does it say that? So let's see in the Ran. Says the Ran. This is less than the shear. He says, "Vintzeinul made them." I didn't put an arrow over there, but on page 3 it says, "Vintzeinul made them." The shiurin shemachilin es achoyla. In other words, koseves agasa is less than a kibetza. So kol shechilu shnei shlishei beitza beinus einu is a chorus. Whereas basically koseves agasa is a little bit less than a beitza, so a little bit less than that would be pachas mikashir. So if you do 2/3 of a beitza, you know you're less than the shear. So the Ran, you know, says that beitza is more than a koseves. If you do less than a beitza, so if it's chiv shiachil koseves agashi pchusa maat mikhe beitza. So it's less than a kibetza. So if you have shnei shlishi, so then for sure you're okay. So the Magen Avraham, so the Shulchan Aruch brings this down from the Ran. It's the Ran. That's what you should, if you have to give a chayla something to eat, so it's two-thirds. That's what I used to tell people from Rav Abadi, that they should have, like Rav Abadi says, from Rav Aaron Kotler, I think Rav Badner quotes it, that a beitza is really the middle slice of a rye bread. So if you have 2/3 of that, then you're okay. Recently, I've been telling people, like Rav Ausch tells people, just to put a shot glass of an ounce shot glass, you fill it up with just easier to tell that than start telling. That's what most people, Rav Ausch told me, he tells people. You know, you fill up an ounce shot glass, and with mashke, and with ochel for ochel, and that's, you know, the shot glass became the easier way to measure things in the world. But really, the shear in the Shulchan Aruch is 2/3 of a kibetza is pachas mikosevus. The Magen Avraham says lav dafka hu adin yoseh ma'at. In other words, really, it could be more than 2/3 of a kibetza. Right, because even the Ran just said, you know, it has to be, it's less than a beitza. Koseves is a little bit less than a beitza, so less than that. So 2/3 was just a way of, but it's just harder to
In other words, really two-thirds, if you have more than two-thirds, it would probably still be good. Because you have beitzah, a little less than a beitzah kosevis, a little less than that will be pachas b'kosevis. But it's hard to gauge. So you do two-thirds of a beitzah, you're good. You're good to go. The Tosefta says, the Tosefta, Perek Dalet Dalet, he says, Ochol Chozav Ochol, Mish Mitchila Tzachil Vishon, Atzof Achil Vachon, Kedei Achil Espras, Estav Loi Vistarfen. Okay, that's Shir Kedei Achil Espras. Yeah. And Shvias Revias. Okay. Does he have the shear? Hold off Shane Royal Achila, Ochel, cause of Ochel, Ochel, Mish Mitchilas Achilas Shon, the Achronka, the Achilas process, Stav, Lame, and Stav. Okay. Okay, I don't think he says it here, but the shear of Kosevis. Yeah, on Gimel he says, Ochel, Mim, Kibbe, Kosevis, Agasa, Chayev. And he says, you have to have Kedei Achilas Pras. In other words, even though normally the Kashir of Kedei Achilas Pras is by Kezayis. Kezayis Mechei Achilas Pras. So maybe you would think Koseves, this is much more than a Kezayis, you have more time. So here we're saying, no, you have to have the Koseves still B'toch Achilas Pras. Whereas Achilas Pras is usually required of the Kazayis Mechayach Lilas Pras. But here, even though the shear is bigger, it still has to be done Mechdei Mechilas Pras. Yeah.
No.
What? Where are you reading from?
Computer.
Oh, okay, the computer. Yeah, what does it
say?
Yeah, okay.
How many? One medium egg is 1.7 inch.
Right, so when you have a shot glass of an ounce shot glass, so it'll be less. Right? Okay, tein divrei haminchas chinuch b'din tziv ha'ochlan. So the minchas chinuch here on page 10. Gam bein mashkos bein achil vishon ushni anir midvav davka hafsoka nechshav. Alchin einu nechshav. Because the lashon is Bein Achila Rishona L'Shniya. Which means that, say it takes time to chew the food and eat the food. So when does the clock start ticking for the Achila Spras? It's after you ate the first bite. Because when you put the first thing in your mouth, and that's taking some time to chew it, and so you didn't do anything yet. So when we're talking about that you have to wait b'chdei achilas pras to make it pachas b'kashir, so that means that you would have to, the achilas pras, the interval would start after the first amount of food was swallowed. Then between that and the next time you eat food has to be b'chdei achilas pras, and then that would cause the two achilas not to be mitzdarf.
It needs to be from the end of the first
achilas. אם יש מתחילת אכילה ראשונה, אם כן נחשב אכילה מתחילת אכילה עד סוף אכילה. אף פי שהפסוק כבר הוא פוחס בכדי אכילה. זאת אומרת, אם מצטרף, אם כן שמתחיל אכילה עד סוף אכילה. But he says, the only thing is, that the Ram, what was it, Ezra?
He's saying the data is that from the beginning of the first Achila, Achila, Donate, Achila,
Niyah. He quotes that the Lashon of the Chinuch is Bein Achila Rishon and Lashnia.
But he disputes.
Bein Achila, one second, Rishon and Lashnia. So he's saying it's the Hafsaka, but then he's saying, but the Ramam's Mashmawat. The what? But he says, "Mevus beramam kan mavur mi tosefta imish mitchilas achila." Right, the lashon of tosefta is that you start counting from the tchilas achila. Imish mitchilas achila shoda. So that seems to be against what he thought. So, Remes Lashon Aram is mashma like the Sefer Chinuch. It's like a hefsek nechshav. Maybe Shem Tuvus Rabbeinu Mizrahi, this would that's around the whole post in Chasvinu Mitchilu Sachima. So that's a big question. What should be the... How do you measure when you have to eat pachas mikashir and there's an interval of kedei achilas pras, so how big is the... How do you count the interval? So that's what the Mechas Chinuch says. He thinks the Chinuch is saying that he counted from the interval in between. The sof achilu shino till the next achilu. But he says the Rambam is mashma, and the Tosefta is mashma. It's the Tchila Sachima. And the Ran is a question. What he means to say. And what about in the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is what? Chilas or mat. Doesn't say Lashon here. But it says, look in the Shulchan Aruch of Magen Avraham. It's not involved. Machzis HaShekel. Did I have the Machzis HaShekel here? Oh, Machzis HaShekel on page 4. Reish cause of sheer kiva we will keep with seven, so my pachas with kibetza. Then tell you, how many pachas with kibetza? We'll tell you my pachas with those sheer achiv. But the Machas is a shekel just saying that the kiva of Yom Kippur is kosevis, that's less than a beitza, it has to be less than that. So he says it should be Harbe pachas mikibetza. Because if you don't do harbe pachas, then you're going to be in problems. Because then you're going to might eat too much. Actually, so it shouldn't just be a little bit less. So Bekitza, that's what Rav Vadi says, two-thirds of a kibetz.
How much
is the Ran saying? The Ran, he's the one who says the two-thirds thing. Two-thirds of a... That's what I used to tell people. It's more complex when you tell people two-thirds of a kibetz, so they don't know what you're talking about. So I used to tell them middle slice of a rye bread, two-thirds of that, but they still don't know what you're talking about. Tell them a 1 ounce cup, and you put a tam tam in a 1 ounce cup, I think you could relate to that easier. Okay, then, so 47 is he's discussing the Shir HaShi'iyah, right, that we just talked about. So he quotes here the Yagid and Vayagid Moshe. It's always good to have a Vayagid Moshe handy when needed. But before we get to the Vayagid Moshe, we should look in the Gemara Pesachim on page 8. When he's talking about eating matzah, Tani ochel d'ma yot ochel b'lo muskav yot ochel v'chatzon yot ochel v'lo shol ishe v'rachilu l'chaverta yosu v'chadei achilus pras. So again, what is that referring to, achilu l'chaverta? So Shulchanar quotes it on page 9. Rav Gerbom says, because his mashma and achila chaverta means at this, the end of the first achila. Bein achila chaverta is mashma the in between. But the Magen Avraham says, "Einu b'dukto tzar shel yishem mitchilas achila rishonim." Wow. So that's a big chiddush the Magen Avraham was saying. Because before, when you're counting the kezayis, the simple pshat in the Magen Avraham is saying the beginning of the Achilu Shono, but the beginning of Achilu Shono is not really part of the Achilu Shono, so it's the chewing. So why should that be, why should the clocks be ticking at that point? So if you look in the Vayagin Moshe, he says at the end, "Veinu b'tzar v'kolpan yotzed v'anos mir b'tchilas b'li atzof atzof yoshem b'shir d'achilas pras." He's saying you start from the tchilas b'liya. Oh, so let's see what that means. So if you look here in the Sefer Chaim L'Chag, so this is very complex. The thing we're trying to figure out is how do you do Achilas Pras? Is it from the beginning of the first Achila? Or from the end of the first Achila? Because the idea is that there should be an interval between the two achilas. So if you look at Chaim L'Chag on page 13, he says, "Near Pachad, the Shir Achilas Pras, Eina Maschil Mitchilas Zman Hale'isa." In other words, he says it's not from the beginning of the chewing, because that shouldn't count for anything. If you're just chewing, you didn't do anything yet. That Be'ez Hale'isa Einu Kiyem HaMitzvah. So he thinks that's the Pasha Pshat. It has to be only when it's by the Beis Habliya. So then that's the beginning of the clock. The clock of, say, of the mitzvah matzah. You have to eat all the matzah b'chnei achilas pras. So when do you start? I would say you put it in matzah in your mouth and you start chewing. It takes 2-3 minutes just to chew the first thing. So is that 2-3 minutes count? Well, no. Once you swallow for the first time, that the clock begins. So he says, Pashtus is, it means only when you swallow the first time. The Vayagin Moshe says that you count the chewing.
And the Mechaber says, Vashe Yisho ben Achila l'chaverto. So that's a big question. Because in the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Chol sheisha b'leisa yoseh mechdei achilas plus lo yotza." When he done leisa, he chelz mina mitzvah that bala motza yotza. Rak b'diavad chachil tzarich l'tom tam matza. Kaim mitzvah bina chachil tam matza b'piv. Tzarich l'osom b'kodim. Well, in Nechshel was man achil gufa. And the Mechaber says, "Uval shel yishe ben achil lechaverta." The Mogadam says, "Eino beduktak tzarich shel yishe bitchilas achila, sof achila." So that means that Gabi Shir tzirif achila, in bitchilas achila, at sof achila, tzarich shehid nechlal b'zman achilas pras, or dafka z'man hafsaka. So he says, by matzah, poskim say, because the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is bein achila chaverta. In the book, tzarich shel yishe mitchilas achila rishona ad sof achila achrona. So what is he saying? What should the shear be? By matzah? How do you count it? When the Shulchan Aruch says, mitchilas achila rishona. Vat shal yishe ben achila l'chaverta. Eidu beduk tzarech shal yishe mitchilas achila. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, vat shal yishe ben achila l'chaverta. And the Magen Avraham says the Loshon is not Medukta, so Shalom Yishe Bitchilas Achila Rishona. Meaning? So what is the Magen Avraham paskening? How do you count it?
The beginning of the Isa, at the end of the swallow of the second.
Really? So and the Mechaber? They say Mechaber is Lav Dafka. We have, did I Xerox that Magen Avraham? Well, no. I don't know if I put it in this packet. Do you have a Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Pesach? And then he says to look in the Chok Yaakov. Yeah, okay, I still need it, but I need the Chok Yaakov. Is that a Shulchan Aruch? A regular Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim Chelek Beis. You can even give me those big ones. If you can give me a small one, it's better. But
Kof Ayin Hey. Oh, Shkoyach, thank you. Shkoyach. Kof Ayin Hey Vav. So we're going to know it says Lav Davka. So what does the Chok Yaakov say? Let's see the Chok Yaakov. From base. Kino Loshen Shas. Shas HaChaschol, Sachil Rishona. Because I'm looking around, we'll borrow. He says it means what? Call posting. Shas has cholos achilu shon sof gemar achilu achron. It doesn't mean between the end of the achilu. It begins at the beginning of the achilu. That's what I'm looking around. We'll borrow the local Rosh Hashanah to also look at this. There's a Torah tab near this Rosh Hashanah because of the achilu. So does he mean to, the question is it, when the Magen Avraham says Lav Dafka, he means the beginning, so he means the Lisa? Is he saying, because Rav Gutman starts off saying that it can't mean the Lisa. But then he quotes this, near Pasha, the Yisrael Prat, Enimaskil, Chilas Mana Lisa. But the Magen Avraham seems to say it is. Unless you interpret the Magen Avraham that the Sof Chilas Achil Rishona means the first time you swallow.
Maybe it's Hadas Garon.
Right. The Hadas Garon is the beginning.
Yeah.
That's the Chilas Achila.
Yeah, but the swallowing would be later than
Garon. Right. The Chilas Achila is the Hadas Garon. And that's where the clock ticks. Even though the Lashon, it doesn't seem that way. It seems tonight. It seems that he's saying this, the chewing.
It could be, but
it's not Mestamer. It means, right, well, the Lashon on Magen Avraham is, it's probably the chewing.
Right, that's what it sounds like.
Right, so Rav Gutman got off saying, well, no one would say it's the chewing, and then he uses that assumption, and then he quotes the Mechaber, and the others say that this Mechaber is arguing with what he's saying. He's assuming that the Mechaber, that it means what he's saying. But you're right, it's not so partial. So he writes on page 14 of Goodman that Lis is not doctor. But the Chilas Abliya. But I don't know. So he wants to learn that into everybody. But I could hear the other way. What it means, the Lisa. And then we saw, because, you know, 50, I always show you the Shalah, that if you were in a conversation and then you made a motzi and then you resume the conversation before you swallow, so really it's a hefsek, but the Shalom writes that no, it's the Shalom writes that once you started chewing, that's the Chilas Achila on page 21, and therefore that saves the day, because a lot of people start their conversation before they swallow. So the Shalom says, okay, if you start chewing, that's like the beginning. So in the Michas Chinuch, his lashon is Michas Chinuch by Yom Kippur. What does the Michas Chinuch say by Yom Kippur? Okay, yeah, he says, well, he quotes the Machlokas, whether it's Hafsaka or the Achila. And he quotes them from Sefer the Rambam, Bitchilas Achila. Bitchilas Achila. I mean, you say the Chinuch himself is mashma that it's from the end of the Achila Rishonim. Bein Achila Rishonim Shnim. Dafka Hafsaka Nechshav. But he said the Rambam and Tosefta is mashma the Tchila. So Rav Gutman will say it means the Bliya, but the others, like Chayal says, no, maybe it means the Lisa. That's the, I would think that would be the Pashup Shah. That's what we talk about the Tchila Sachila. Because, I mean, I could hear the other way too, but I don't know. But, yeah. Okay? I don't care about say,
Simon, what do you believe the chat like?
What do I believe?
Plus
yeah. So, that should be the beginning. Okay, but, you know, if he eats normally, the only question is, well, if you have Kippur, then you have to really know what to do.
If we say
a Kumran, we'll talk about the Kasa. Yeah. Right. Okay, we'll see. We'll talk more. Okay.